It was a mistake to come here.
A happy mistake for me, of course, but a mistake nonetheless.
You must have known how many have come before you and not returned. Did you think you would be different? Did you think you could challenge me? Or perhaps you knew you wouldn't be any different than the others. A simple sacrificial lamb walking into my crypt. Ah, yes, my dolls. Perfect porcelain, polished onyx, glazed terracotta skin. Their eyes are hollow, dark, but their bodies, perfectly proportioned and perfectly preserved. They serve me naked, of course, so I can indulge my sight in their perfection, as if carved from marble. I fancy myself a bit of a necromantic artist, honestly. My minion dolls shall tie you to the offering stone upon your back, leather straps tight across that warm, imperfect flesh of yours. You can feel their smooth touch, icy cold against that warm, fleshy bag you call a body. You do know how deeply flawed you are, do you not? You must feel it in my presence. Your worthlessness, the cracks and holes and defects of your common body. It is not so fine a specimen, but as it has been months since I have had a male sacrifice, even a blemished bug such as yourself will do. Oh, look, my dolls, they would like to play with you, but I fear their glacial touch will steal what life you have before I am ready to lay claim to it myself. So, here we are. The crypt is lit with ethereal green and blue light, as my dolls and I hate the warm glow of candles and torches. And it adds a certain something to their glassy skin, does it not? I quite like the effect. I do so enjoy aesthetics. For example, the delicious contrast of having your shivering body stretched across the stone so soft and warm. I am constantly surrounded by death, by cold souls, black eyes, and hard surfaces. Yet I myself am warm. Can you not feel my heat, my warmth? I strive for perfection, a sleek, marble existence surrounded by minions whose perfect forms are frozen at the moment of their deaths. The living fear me. Perhaps you yourself fear me, though it is foolish to fear what is already upon you. Oh, do not fear, my little bug. You should accept and welcome all that is to come. My fingertips feel like a fire across your thighs, do they not? Electric magnificence. Even someone as uninitiated as yourself must feel the dozens of souls coursing within me. Each taken more slowly and carefully than the last. All women's souls. Some belonging to the dolls you see here. Can you feel in each aching second of my touch all of their desires? Each of them died full of longing for a man, wild with lust, and some with love. All of that desire now lives within me as parts of their souls do. You see now why I must be so precise, so careful, so controlling. There is so much moving in my blood. Only a sorceress with exquisite control can walk between worlds such as these. Your body is reacting to my voice, my words, and perhaps the stimulation of my touch. You can strain and grunt against these ties, against the shackles. I will enjoy such futility. But you will never again make a decision. You are mine now. This skin and soul and everything within me that burns will soon be unleashed upon your too frail form. I will touch your throat, your chest, lean in and kiss your lips. Your cock is already straining, begging for a touch, but not yet. This part is so nice to take slowly. Letting my fiery fingertips tease you, and then my frozen dolls soothe the burn with their frictionless touch. Again and again and again, I shall bring you to the edge of paradise, only to cool you again. After many, many hours, I will ask you if you wish to join with me. You will say yes, or try to, if you can still speak. Then I shall climb the offering rock and impale myself on you, and I will release everything. For one glorious moment, I will be unbridled, unbound, and unhinged. It will be a blessed release for us both. And after, there will be nothing left but your ashes.